message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Whatever has hitherto troubled you to now, till now, as you have waved them bye-bye in the name of Jesus. Anybody that has been responsible for your problem, for your stagnation, I decree as you have waved them out of this world in the name of Jesus. Anybody that says, I will not have peace and you will not have peace, the Lord will tear them to pieces in the name of Jesus. Every enemy of your family and every enemy of this church, the Lord tear them down in the name of Jesus. I hear the word acid. 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 Nobody plays with acid and lives to tell the story. You have become acidic now to any devil. Anybody that wants to suck your blood becomes like acid in the name of Jesus. The blood of your children are unsuckable in the name of Jesus. From today, the protective hands of God, even to the babies in your womb, mark it. Even to the babies in your womb, they are untouchable in the name of Jesus. Your houses cannot be touched with fire. Your properties cannot be carted away by armed robbers. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. I decree today, nobody can cover up the sun, and nobody can cover up the moon. I decree today, as the sun cannot be covered up, your destiny will not be covered up. You came to this world on your own, and so nobody has the power to ridicule you or to ridicule your God. And so anybody that says that your light will not shine, that person be terminated today in the name of Jesus. That person be terminated in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. The blessing of the Lord is upon your house, is upon your studies, is upon your marriage, is upon your health, is upon your going out, is upon your coming in, is upon everything that concerns you. Your properties are blessed. Your organizations are blessed. Because you are there, the blessing of the Lord will multiply there. In the name of Jesus. I'm sorry. We'll take one more song and then we will go into the message of today. I've told you, songs are prayers in words with melody. If I want missing my tongue, my star will shine. Emi o ma yo, Jesu lo so fun mi pe. Irawo mi si ma to si. My star will shine. Irawo mi si ma to si.
In the name of the Lord.
Irawo mi si ma to
si.
Emi o ma yo, Jesu lo so fun mi pe.
Irawo mi si ma to si.
Give Jesus a big clap as you take your seat. Showers of blessing for my family. Showers of blessing for my family. God is always interested in the family. In fact, God is the owner and the creator of the concept of marriage. In Genesis 2 verse 24. Genesis 2 verse 24, the Bible says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they two shall become one flesh. Is a concept from God. It's not man's origination to have a family. God created it that way. God proposed it that we should have a family, and you will never lack a family of your choice. You will never lack your own family. You are here today, you are not yet married, God is going to get you gloriously married. And already you are inside a family, already you came out through a family, and that family is blessed. All our family fathers had glorious marriages and glorious homes. All of them. And for you to have a glorious home, a blessed one like our fathers, there is what to do, there is how to do it, and there is when to do it. And that's why I'm here this morning. What to do, how to do it, and when to do it. What is marriage? Marriage is the successful joining together of a man and a woman in holy wedlock. Marriage is the successful joining together of a man and a woman in holy wedlock. The wedding is the ceremony, but the marriage is the home itself. Ephesians 5 verse 31. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 31. There's a difference between the wedding and the marriage. The wedding is the ceremony. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall be joined to his wife, and they two shall become one flesh. Just like I quoted earlier on in Genesis 2 verse 24. There are secrets to a good family. There is what to do before blessing can be provoked inside the family. It's not automatic. We'll show you just a few within the limited time we have this morning, because we still need to pray extensively today as the Holy Spirit allows. Number one secret for a blessed family, or I call it here, secret for family blessings. Number one is giving God the highest place in your family. Any family that wants to taste showers of blessing, any family that wants to enjoy showers of blessing, must give God the highest place. The major reason why most families suffer is because God is not at the ends of affairs. He's not really a force to reckon with. Now, listen to this. How many of you know that women can be very jealous? Men too can be jealous, but women can be very jealous. God is more jealous. Exodus 20 verse 5. Exodus chapter 20 verse 5. The Bible is saying there that Exodus 20 verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God. I am a jealous God. And then I am visiting iniquity of the fathers unto the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Now listen to me. What's God saying here? Any family where I am not the first place, I am jealous. And it affects them generationally. Many of us now, the problems that we're having now is because our forefathers did not serve God faithfully. Our mothers had things under their bed that they pull out sometimes to consult. Our fathers had places they went to for yearly, monthly, or quarterly sacrifice. Killing things, doing this, shedding blood of this and that. And this has affected us as children. You must give God not just a place. He must have the highest place in the family. He created the family concept. He was the one that took Adam and brought something out of his rib and made Eve out of it. It was his concept. Can you deny a manufacturer the right to his product? Can you deny Dangote the rights to Dangote rice? Sell? If he said, no, don't sell his rice. No, nobody can sell it. It's his concept. The concept of the home, you and your husband and your children coming together, is not your concept. It's the concept of the Almighty. If you scheme him out, he schemes you out. If you try to downplay him, you have lost the benefit of the contract. This is the major reason why most homes never have peace. Make sure that God is permanently resident in your house. How can you do that? Give him his place. Honor him. Have a time that your family pray together. Even if you are not around. You can be on, you can pray on the every. You must have your own altar. Like this morning now, I was up quite early, as usual. And at about 5:30, I went back to my room. My wife was already praying also. I've been hearing her voice also much before that time. And as I entered, she knew where I was there. You need to keep God in your house so as to be able to experience him permanently. The blessings will be flowing endlessly. From today, blessings will be flowing endlessly in your family. Blessings will be flowing endlessly in your family. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. How do you keep him in your family? How do you give him his place? Make sure that everything around your family, God is not displaced. Make sure that anybody that comes in know that God has a place here. God has a place here. He's honored. Not that when your in-laws come, you don't do devotion again. When your friends are around, you joke into the night, you forget your devotion time. Not that when people that you appreciate so much, you have missed them, they've not seen you for some time around. God is if they are around, Sunday morning is not an option. No church that Sunday. Wednesday, forget it. I can't go anywhere. My sister is around. My cousin is around. You can't play with God like that. You are kidding. He's watching you. If the president is in my house during time of service, I'm off. Somebody says, oh, it's because you're a pastor. It was before now. Long before now. Long time. He don't take. It's not a matter of it's because of. No, it's not a matter of. It is the honor level. I left my house 6:10 this morning. 10 minutes past 6. Already on the way here. 6:10. For a service of 9 o'clock. Honor. 1 Samuel 2:30. He that honors me, I will honor. He that despises me, the family that despises me, I will esteem them like this. Any family that treats me as nonsense, I will also ignore them. Your family will not be ignored. Amen. I say your family will not be ignored. Amen. Get it right, friends. God has a place in your family. Give him his place. God has a place in Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God is living inside your family, can the armed robber come inside? Can problem be there? Romans 8:31. My prayer for somebody here today is that your life will never be the same again. Your speakers are working. Well done. Right, number two. Secret of family blessing is show love and honor to each other. The husband to the wife to the husband, and of course the children. But particularly, I'm talking about husbands now. Colossians 3:19. Honor your wife. Colossians 3:19. Kai. Husbands, love your wives. Don't be bitter against them. Many husbands are bitter against their wife, forgetting the fact that your wife is a human being too. She can make mistakes. Hello. She can make mistakes. Love her passionately. Love her the way that no other man can love her. Don't allow bitterness of dislike. Our pastor in our Lagos church, before he got married, he was my son, and he's still my son now. But he used to call his wife Abro, and he still does that now. He said, Abro. His wife is Okwe, he's also Okwe. And he was an undergraduate here in the University of Ilorin before. He said, Abro, your wife is your Abro. Your wife is your aburo. You have two glorious, wonderful children now. Handsome boys. Praise God. Praise God. Don't treat your wife as if you are, as if she's your house girl. It's not right. It's not right. If your younger sister does something wrong, is the first thing you will do is to slap her? So why will your own wife? You went to prostrate on the floor to beg for this lady. And you packed 21 tubers of yam. Or 40? 42, okay. Now, because of familiarity, all these things, it's not right. Love her. Appreciate her. And many families suffer because the love factor is absent. The love factor is absent. The love factor is absent. Make the choice of showing each other love and compassion always. Show it to your family. Show it to your children. Show your children that you love them. Show your children, not about spoiling them, I'll get to that later on. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you care about them. Recently, one of my children, who is going to secondary school, was talking to his friends. He said, which school are you planning to go for your secondary school? That one said, this one. He said, which one? You two go, which one? He said, okay. Will you? They now asked him which one. He said, I don't know yet. But I know anyone that I see that is nice. My daddy will take me there. My daddy will take me there. My daddy will take me there. He knows the love is there. My prayer for everyone here today is that a new baptism of the spirit of love for God and for your family comes on you today in the name of Jesus. It comes on you today in the name of Jesus. It comes on you today in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? I'd like to hear your loudest amen. We'll have to resort to our Bibles. Okay, you are back now. Okay, 1 John 4 verse 20. 1 John chapter 4 verse 20. If any man say, I love God, and hated his brother, or hated his family, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother in the family, sister in the family, don't forget the family is father, mother, children, and extended family around you. So he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he? One of the first things that shows us that you are a true lover of God is that you love people. You can never, once I enter your family and I see the way you relate, I can know if you are a lover of God or not. It shows your love. It is out of the love you have for God you give to human beings. Once you don't, that's why I always tell ladies, a man that doesn't love God cannot love you properly. Cannot love you properly. Once you are a person that doesn't love, there is no way you can enjoy the blessings. But I pray for somebody here today. A new grace to love comes on you today in Jesus' name. Number three, secret of family blessing. I said number one is what? Give God the highest place in your family. Number two is what? Show love and honor to each other. That's husband and wife. Now, number three, husband, wife, and children. Number three is set order in the family. And under this, I'll be having 3:1, 3:2, 3. That is Roman figure one. Set order. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 40, 1 Corinthians 14 verse 40, it says, let everything be done decently and in order. For your family to access showers of blessing, there must be order. And order number one, which is 3I, is the man is the head of the family. He's a motivator. He's a friend. Is a priest, is a commander, is a provider. The man is The one that God has placed there as the head, provider, commander, the priest in charge. You are the pastor of your house. You are the pastor of your family. Talking about Abraham in Genesis 18 verse 19. Bible says, he will command his children to walk after him. Genesis 18 verse 19. The Bible says, praise the Lord. I've already quoted what is there already, just to read, since we're having a little bit of challenge with the media. Genesis 18, 19, for I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. He is a commander in the family. He commands them to walk in God's ways. So, if you are a man and you are not the, listen to me, you should be the most spiritual, even more spiritual than your wife, because you are the priest in your house. You shouldn't be doing devotion and you are reading Guardian. They shouldn't be. It's time everybody's preparing for church. That's when you say you want to go and watch Man U. You want to go and watch Arsenal. When they are preparing for church as the priest in the family. It's wrong. You have misplaced the order in the house. That's for the man. The man is the commander and is the one who God has placed there in that particular capacity as the head. Order number two, that's 3-2, is the woman, the wife, is the supporter in the family. She is to play a supportive role and a submissive role. Someone say submissive role. Can I hear you? She is the supporter of the husband. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 18. Colossians 3 verse 18. The Bible says, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as it is fit in the Lord. The wife is a supporter. The husband is the head. She is the neck. She supports the home. Taking care of the family, neatness of the family, the children upbringing, taking care of what relates to the care of the house, the care even of her husband. She's a supporter. That is the Bible order. And she must do this role in submission and subjection to her own husband. This is the order. Anything that has two heads is a monster. If you want God to direct blessing to your family, let your husband be the head. Support him. Husband, if you want God to direct blessing to your house, let your wife be the supporter. Not, she should not be the head. You are the head. Play the role of a head. And then, in Titus 2, verse 4 to 5, she must do this in obedience and in subjection. The Bible says that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Verse 5. To be discreet. Someone say discreet. Chaste, keepers at home. This is the Bible order. Good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. You see a Christian where the woman is not like this, then they will blaspheme. They say, see our Christian on here. Look at the way she's shouting on her husband. Look at the way she's talking. Is this a Christian family? Say, be discreet, be chaste, keep her at home, good, obedient to your own husband. If your husband tells you this particular food, I don't like it. You don't say, that is what my mother used to teach me. That's what my father used to eat. Your father is different from your own husband. If your husband says, I don't like this clothes. That should be the last time you wear it. That should be the last time you say, I don't like this clothes. This clothes is not befitting. It's not good. Don't wear it. You don't say, you see, according to Abraham Maslow law, or fashion, Lagos fashion show. Is it Lagos fashion show that exchange ring with you? Be in subjection so that the blessings can flow into the family. My prayer for everyone here today is that God will give you a great family. In the name of Jesus. Also in 1 Peter 3, verse 1 and 2. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word. Do you know that the unbelievers are not reading Bible again? Unbelievers don't bother to read Bible. We are the ones they are reading now. And you can hardly see an unbeliever carrying Bible. The Bible an unbeliever is reading is you, the husband, and you, the wife, and you, the children. They look at you. They look at your talk. They look at your speech. They look at your dressing. They look at the way you comport yourself. Then the Bible is preached to them. Through they are studying you. Likewise, your wives, be subject to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won and they are converted simply because they are watching you. I pray for somebody here today. You will have a good testimony. I say you will have a good testimony. Order number three is children. Honor and obey your parents. Children. Colossians 3 verse 20. Honor and obey them. Say, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord. A child that wants to experience the blessing must honor his parent. And whatever your parent tells you to do, do it without murmuring. Philippians 2:14. Anything you are told to do, if you murmur, you have lost the blessing. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Take my briefcase to the car. Go and iron my clothes for me now. They have the right to do it. They say, you are missing out. Listen to me. You don't outgrow your parents in my place. They say, the child can have clothes like an elder, but he can never have rags like an elder. You can never have old school clothes like an elder. So relax. Because of this, your front that is growing, let your brain be cool. So let your brain be cool. Let your brain be cool. Because of your shape, now they are driving, they are slowing down because of you now. People are slowing down, cars are slowing down. Hello? So because of that, your brain is now freezing, Abby. If you want a blessing, don't ever. The Bible says, a child that eyes his parents, say, bears of the air, say, will pluck it out. Any eye that says, look at this. That is his parent or his mother or father, say. He carries them up like this. He throws them down. They had one leg pain. He said, it's only one leg. Then he carried the second one again. That's why the Bible says, whatever you sow, you are going to reap. So be careful. Don't outgrow the honor to your parents. I preached this kind of message some time ago. I think last year, one of my sons here went home and changed his behavior to his mother. Since that time, I think last year, upper year, every time he travels and comes back, the mother sends clothes to me. Say, ooh. Who taught you that your life changed like this? You watch, I hear you watching. See, your life has changed. See, that's what they taught me when I was in Lawrence. That person that taught you, oh yeah. I want to bless him too. Relax. They will annoy you. Your parents will annoy you because they are getting old. They will provoke you. You know what I'm saying? They will provoke, they will purposely want to make you angry. Refuse to be angry. Refuse to talk back at them. Refuse to talk back at them. Because, as people get older, they turn back to become children. They more and more, they now become children. In my place, they say, after a rabbit is getting old, is it is the breast of his son, of his children, that he now begins to suck. When he's now old, he sucked his own before. Later, when he's old, he now begins to suck that of his children. You too will get old one day. Don't sow what you don't want to eat, what you don't want to reap. Whatever you don't want to reap, don't sow it. Because the law of sowing and reaping is real. Somebody still happy with me, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody that is not annoyed here, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, let me see your teeth outside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Order four is, I need to be fast now. Order four is about time management and resource management. A family that will enjoy showers of blessing must not be a squandering family. Live your life according to the size that God has placed you per time. Don't be a copycat. Don't place your children in school whereby you have to go on fasting on mountain for 40 days to pay the school fees. Don't put your children in a school whereby anytime it's time for school fees, your heart wants to cut. Good school is good, expensive school is good, but that is not the necessary thing that will make your children to succeed. So if you put your children in a school whereby your salary is, let's say your salary is, let's assume 50,000 per month, and then your children is going to a school of 1 million naira per term, one, and you have three there. You know that you will be poo-pooing when they send beer. All of a sudden, you have not eaten. No. You will feel like going to poo-poo. And you will steal. You will steal. Women, don't push your husband to put your husband in, your children inside a school where he cannot. Because you will push him to steal, they will catch him, they will disgrace him. And when you are going to drug, they say that's the wife of the man that used to steal. They used to spend, and they will ask you in police station because you also get there. Show of a number. Order. Manage the resources God has given to you per time. Avoid waste and avoid unnecessary borrowing. Borrowing is not a sin, but a weight. If you ever borrow, it should be for business purpose. Borrowing is not a sin, but borrowing brings a weight on you because the weight of the borrowing. But when you ever want to borrow, it should be that you have a business strategy you want to execute and you have done your feasibility studies and it shows that business will generate more money. Don't put your family in unnecessary hardship. You know the story of that prophet? I think in 2 Kings that died. And his two sons, the creditor came to come and take the two sons. It was Elisha that helped him out. Had to tell the woman, oh yeah, close the door with your two sons. Borrow not a few. You know the story very well. Bear. So avoid unnecessary borrowing to do everything. Everything. You just want everything. You can't do everything at once. Gradually, you will get there. Gradually, you will. I am of the opinion that if you want to go to Lagos by foot, not car, by foot, and you set out, and you are going gradually and gradually, one day you will get there. By foot, you get from here, you can easily walk to Gomosho from morning to evening. You get there, you get to the place, you rest. If you have, if they have good body, very solid body, like two or three pieces, you put it there with granite, you put it there with water, you take it, and following morning, you go again. You get to Oyo, you avoid all the trailers. You don't make trailer come near you. When you get to Oyo, Oyo, I'm now on my own. You go and eat black amala. Then from there, you will get to Lagos eventually. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Number what now? Number five order is discipline in relationship with the opposite sex. A family that will enjoy the blessing of God must be disciplined in his relationship with the opposite sex. This is to both male and female and the children. You can't be a loose person and expect blessing to flow to you. you are not disciplined, keeping late nights, carrying girlfriends on your laps over the night and all this, leaving your wife at home and all this, it will drain the blessing. I said one of the two or three Wednesdays ago, I said it is just foolishness. There is nothing inside another woman that your wife doesn't have. Nothing. Every other thing you think of is just fantasy. It's just a fantasy. Everything that girl outside has, your wife inside has it. Anything you think she can do, train your wife. She's trainable. This is what I want. This is how I want it. 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 I train my own wife. Train! Tell them what you want. This is what I tell her what you want. Not them, sorry. Because people are watching us. And they might not understand what I'm saying. Tell her, not them. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Tell her. I didn't prepare for this, but God just spoke to me now. Open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 5. Verse 15. Proverbs 5, verse 15 downward. Drink water out of thy own cistern, and running waters out of thy own well. Let thy fountain be dispersed abroad, and rivers of water in the street. Go back to that. Did I miss out something? Go back to that. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of water in the street. Yes. Next one. Let them be only thy own, and not stranger. Don't let strangers share bed with you. You are draining your blessing. Don't share your bed with a stranger. You are draining your blessing. Let them be only thy own and not strangers to the yes, please. Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your wife of your youth. Don't forget the wife of your youth. She sat here in her father's house. You went to pick her. Don't forget her. Don't abandon her. Don't leave her in the house and come back home 2 a.m. in the night. Okay, for what reason? Go on now. I think I'll take one more verse. And let her be as the loving him and pleasant roar. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times. And be thou ravished only with her love. In my place. They say cutlass has only one sharp edge. Any cutlass that has two sharp edges has become a sword. It's now for killing. Be focused. Be a focused man. A woman too, be a focused woman. Because as we have womanizing, we have manizing too. Number four, under the secret. Secret number one is give God the highest place. Two, show honor and love to each other. Number three, set order. Under the order, I've given you 5 points. Now, number four, let the word of God guide your family. The word of God is for guidance. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 2 Timothy 3, 16. The word of God is profitable. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3, 16. So the word of God should guide your home. If God says this, that is it. Don't do the home of your village or the Nigerian home. No, do Bible kind of marriage. The word of God should be the guiding principle in the way you conduct your house. If the word says this is what to do, you do it. If you say this is what to do, you do it. With this, you have the blessings flowing very, very, very easily. My prayer for somebody here today is that you will not miss out on God's blessings. Psalm 119 verse 105. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's a lamp unto my feet. So let the word light the path of your family. Let the word light the path of your home. Because of time, I would like to move very fast now. Number five, secret of attracting God's blessings is help and support each other. Every every family that will experience the blessing must help each other. Help your brothers when they have needs and you have the extra. Help your sisters. Don't behave as if you are in a competition. No, there are some families that say, I don't want this person's brother to be bigger than my own children. Don't do all those kinds. If God has given you, has loaded you pocketically, be a blessing to them. Help, especially husband and wife. Don't be the kind of husband that when you are counting money in the room, your wife mistakenly opened the door. You begin to shake like this. What is it? What are you looking for? As if she's a stranger. What are you hiding? In my place, they say money will finish. It is human being that will remain. Money, it will finish. So let the people in your family benefit from your wealth. What is the essence of your wealth that your children cannot benefit? That they are sending your children back home from school. And you say you have money. Useless money. You say you have money. When you have money, the first place I want to see it is on your wife. The second place I want to see it is on your children. When you are a kind of person that you say you have money, help people. Help your family, especially your family members. Let helping and assisting people be a top priority in your budget. When you are budgeting, let helping and assisting people be of top priority in your budget. Assist them. Help them every time you have the capacity, every time you have the grace to do that, especially your own family members. And I pray for somebody here today that God will give you the grace to do this in Jesus' name. I say, God will give you the grace to do this in Jesus' name. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. In 1 Timothy 5 verse 8, 1 Timothy 5 verse 8, but if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Anybody that doesn't help his family members, your wife is, her shop rent is due, and you know that you can afford to assist her. You don't even need to allow her to beg for it. You don't need to allow her to start asking. You say, I want you to ask 100 times. On the day it is 100 times, I will give you. No! Help each other. Assist each other. And I pray that the Lord will give us the grace to do this in Jesus' name. And this help is spiritual, physical, financial, emotional, and otherwise. Every other way you can help, help. Every other way you can assist. And I pray that the Lord will help you the more in Jesus' name. Number six, for a family that needs the blessing of the Lord is diligence. A family that wants the blessing of the Lord must be diligent. In Genesis 2 verse 15, the first thing that God gave man is work. He gave him work to till the ground. And the Lord took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Verse 19, and the Lord commanded that the man, and out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what. So, a man that is not walking is not a man. A man must be walking, because it is your work to provide for your family. At all, you have to go out and search for a job. If there's no white collar job, create one. You need blessing, right? Create job. Look at your gifting. Look at what God has blessed. You are not an empty man. You are not empty. There's a gift in you. Start using your gift before you get your job. If a lawyer is going to out in the morning, you to dress like a lawyer and go out to your own work. Go and do something. Be creative. As you are being creative, you have opened the door of blessing to your family. Your creativity in your assignment, in your work, your diligence must pay off for you. It must pay off for you. It must pay off for you. There's a man here today. Your hard work will pay off for you this year. Your diligence in your assignment will pay off for you this year. Can I hear your loudest amen? And number seven, where we stop under that particular is communicate. A family that wants the blessing must communicate regularly. There must be a proper communication. Communication with God, communication with each other. Layers with each other. Talk together. Communicate regularly. Share ideas. Something you want to do, you didn't tell your wife. Before you know it, you have. There are many men, they were duped simply because they didn't inform their wife when they wanted to invest in business. They just went to the business on their own. You know, women are very tactical somehow. God has given them inner eyes. Sometimes women behave like elders in my place. They say, what an elder sees sitting down. What when a child goes on an iroko tree, he won't see it. Women have insight. They say, don't give your money to that man. Let him supply you first. Or if you just want, give him the money. And you say, for when I don't catch you. Or yahoo plus plus. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. I say that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. As we begin to round up this morning, all firstborn and sons in a family are for God. Exodus 15 verse 5. Exodus chapter 15. Numbers 15 verse 5. Numbers chapter 15. Beg your pardon because I'm in a hurry. That's why. Numbers 18, 15. Numbers 18 verse 15. Numbers chapter 18, verse 15. Everything that opened the matrix. Opened the matrix means the first child that comes out. In all flesh. Somebody say all flesh. Even animals. Everything. God. Everything. Either is a male or female. The firstborn. The first child. Is consecrated to God. Which they bring unto the Lord. Whether it be of man. Or beast. Shall be thine. Everything that is a first, that is why firstborn have so much attack from the devil. Firstborn of man shall be sure, they will surely be redeemed. They must be consecrated to God. Everyone that is the first child you bring forth is for God, is a child meant for God. You can, others can be, and even in the case of Samuel, you know what happened. The woman was trusting God for children, Anna. And then she said, give me a male son, and I will give him unto you. And then God said, okay, I need a priest, you need a son. But yeah, take your son and give me the priest. She had five other children after that. What am I trying to say this morning? The reason why there is so much attack on male children is because the devil knows they are for God. And devil must always attack anything that is for God. In the case of Reuben, you know the story very, very well. In Genesis 49, verse 3 to 4, he had a glorious destiny, but his life was destroyed because he was an undisciplined male child and firstborn. Reuben, this was the father speaking. Jacob, Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength. Can you see the qualification of this man? The excellency of dignity and the excellency of power, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Because thou went up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. And he went up to my couch. This boy was meant to be great. This child was destined to be great. But he was an undisciplined child. We'll be praying extensively this morning for our firstborns and our male children. Because they are the target of the devil. I'm a firstborn and I was a target of the devil. People wonder why I dance like this so much. And I praise God. It's because I cannot imagine where I would have been. How my life would have been if not that God quickly grabbed me. Before I could even say, God, and he grabbed me with a very serious grab. Very, very serious crap. You're not going anywhere. Devil can't touch you. We want to stand in the gap for these ones. We don't want any of our male children or our firstborns to become like this boy. We don't want any of them to be accursed and to be destroyed. And my prayer is that every male child here today on this covenant family blessing day, you will never be a wasted child in Jesus' name. Your children, your male children, your husband, your firstborns, anywhere they are, and including those who are watching us right now, nobody shall be a wasted person in the name of Jesus. And listen to me. One of the first thing to do to avoid a wasted life is salvation. Say, Father, I'm sorry. It is a sign of being wise. The prodigal son, he went to his father. I said, Daddy, I am. That was the only thing that made him occupy his mind.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.